New Hampshire has a strong tradition of honoring its citizens who go off to war. In many town squares, there are statues and plaques memorializing the veterans of the conflicts in Vietnam and Korea, as well as the two World Wars and the Civil War. But a recent attempt to honor a dozen New Hampshire men who marched off to battle in the late 1930s turned into a fiasco. From Concord, New Hampshire, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
On an afternoon in mid-February, a plaque honoring 12 members of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade who fought in the Spanish Civil War went on display in the New Hampshire State House, 2 hours after the 18-by-24-inch tablet emblazoned with a raised fist went up. The legislative leadership ordered it taken down. Now it's locked in a State House vault, and its enemies vow that that's where it'll stay. The main proponent of the Lincoln Brigade plaque was State Senator Burton Cohen.
I thought there'd be a 15-minute ceremony, and we'd make the people who traveled across the country happy by recognizing and honoring the veterans of the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, and that would be the end of it.
That was a month ago, and the controversy still hasn't died down. Veterans groups and the Manchester Union Leader newspaper's editorial page lashed out at the plaque for honoring card-carrying communists and their sympathizers. The Lincoln Brigade was one of numerous international groups supporting the elected loyalist government of Spain against a military uprising led by General Francisco Franco. Franco was backed by the fascist governments of Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini. The loyalists were backed by the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin. Last month, an overflow crowd turned out for a volatile legislative hearing about the fate of the Lincoln Brigade plaque.
The only good communist, whether the Cold War is over or not, Mr. Senator, the only good communist is a dead one.
What we are dealing with here is respect for the dead without necessary reference to the ideology, because we do not know the ideology of every one of these 12 or more persons. The plaque should be restored out of the sense of honor and decency.
60% of its members were card-carrying communists, and the other 40% were what is known as fellow travelers, who were in total sympathy with the goals of the organization, which was, and still is, world domination by communist forces, period.
The bronze plaque is fashioned in the style of communist propaganda from the 1930s. It's dominated by a clenched fist raised in salute and a five-pointed star superimposed over the globe. Veterans groups say that their members lost their lives fighting against regimes that propagated these symbols. State Representative John Alger says the plaque has no place in the Hall of Flags of the New Hampshire State House.
That place was for those people that lost their lives or served in the wars of honor within our country. And this was certainly not a war of honor. It was not something sanctioned by the United States.
But the plaque was never in the Hall of Flags. The Hall of Flags is the grand foyer as you enter the first floor of the State House. The plaque was in the back of the building by an elevator. It was mounted directly over a pair of recycling bins. None of the 12 New Hampshire men from the Lincoln Brigade are still alive. It's unclear how many of them died in Spain. The government they were fighting for fell to the fascist forces in 1939. General Franco went on to rule Spain with an iron fist until his own death in 1975. George Cullinan of Vermont, who fought in the Lincoln Brigade, says a lot of his colleagues were communists. In the years following the Great Depression, Cullinan says many Americans were attracted to communism as a way to improve working conditions. But he says that wasn't the issue when he went to fight in Spain.
There was never any question about what the main objective was. And the main objective was to defeat fascism. And that's all, nothing else. And those people that are red-baiting now are saying that we were there to establish a Soviet republic in Spain or something like crazy, really off the wall.
State Senator Burt Cohen hasn't given up on his quest to get some memorial to the 12 New Hampshire men who fought in the Spanish Civil War, but veterans groups say they'll oppose any monument to the Abraham Lincoln Brigade being erected in the State House. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.